Exactly C today.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen, and I appreciate you joining me. As you are listening to this, Big Al is in Rolling Hills, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, speaking at the Chicago Resource Expo. A lot of fun. Nice little show. There's absolutely no question whatsoever about that. I have Brett Cook on the line with me right now, and Brett and I were chatting off the air about a topic that I think is very appropriate to open up the show with, and that is just how bad is this resource market going to get, or is it going to turn around? My humble opinion, after some of the headlines that came out this past week, and here are some real quick examples, because we talked about them in editorials during the week, but the meeting of the Fed, the two-day meeting of the Fed, the G20 meeting, the realization that Social Security was going to be insolvent earlier than expected, the reason that Medicare in the United States was going to be insolvent earlier than affected, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. And to me, from a fundamental standpoint, this bodes very, very well for the resource market. Now, there is the argument that people will say, well, gold and silver, yeah, they're probably going to do pretty well. But in terms of the equities, you know, we don't think so. And we say we don't think so because we think that paper investments are really probably going to go by the wayside for a little while. I totally disagree with that. As my buddy Bob Moriarty says, when you have assets in the ground, when shareholders have a call on that assets, that's really the same thing as investing in quote-unquote things, hard assets. Brett, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm sort of, I don't buy that line of reasoning.
Okay.
To some degree. I believe certainly, you know, all the news you laid out is bodes ill for the U.S. dollar and good for precious metals and such. But it doesn't put people in a happy mood to feel like gambling in these junior resource stocks or even mining stocks who pretty much underperformed the gold and metal prices themselves.
Yeah.
So I think we're in for a rough ride here for some time in the junior resource stock market, per se. Not necessarily precious metals. I think we'll see, personally, we'll see those start the year about where they ended last year.
Hmm. What are you personally doing yourself? Now, in your Exploration Insights newsletter, you write about companies. Companies don't pay you, and I think that's something I want to make very, very clear to our listeners. But you write about companies that you personally invest in. You and I have the same policy in terms of full disclosure. What are you doing right now? Then I'll tell you what I'm doing.
I'm, for the most part, sitting back and watching. I think, you know, I laid out a negative scenario there, but it's actually a very positive scenario because looking forward, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the road, there is no doubt we are going to need more metals. Mm-hmm. That's how man progresses, and we're mining it faster than refining it. So this is the time to sit back, really evaluate companies and properties, and average down in the groups, the management teams that are doing what they said they would do,
right,
that have got a smart business strategy. And so it's time to actually invest in people and businesses as opposed to drill hole plays. And that's sort of where I'm focusing. If a company is doing what they said they would do and making progress, you know, irrespective of what their share price is doing, that's the sort of thing you want to buy. Because long-term, that's the sort of thing that works.
You know, and I don't think long-term is going to be nearly as long as you think it is. You know, and that's what I love about doing this show is, you know, we get all kinds of divergent views, for lack of better terms. But I think that the resource market is going to come back sooner than later. And I think the reason that that's going to happen is because the smart money is going to realize that there are just hugely undervalued situations out there right now. I mean, I can think of a number of them right now that I happen to own shares in. If they should happen to continue to decrease in price, I would certainly give my standard 3-day notice to listeners that I'm going to be picking up shares in those stocks.
I'm in agreement with you that there are certainly some bargains out there. But when looking at bargains, at least what I'm doing, I've got a spreadsheet running now I hope to talk about in this weekend's letter,
mm-hmm.
where I've looked at probably, I've gone through a lot, but I'm down to about 8 companies with resources, not mines, not mining themselves, but within the ground resources,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working out what it actually is going to cost them all in, including capex and stuff, to build and mine, you know, the ounces of gold, if you will. And then I'm going to, you know, apply a premium to that, or what it's going to cost to buy them. And hopefully I'll come out with something that shows that there are, in fact, a few deposits out there that are seriously undervalued that a major midterm mining company is would make sense to buy. That's sort of where I'm going, but I'm doing it based on what does it cost per ton to mine it, to process it, what's it going to cost to build it, and throwing in the timeline as well, so we're getting some sort of discounted cash flow analysis. That's the sort of thing we've got to do now. It's no longer a time where you can just throw darts and hope.
Not even close. You can't even come close to throwing darts and hoping. And, you know, you made a point, it's time to invest in people, and I would agree with that 100%. Every single company that I'm invested in, I'm in there for one simple reason, and that is my initial interest in the company really stemmed from the people. I'm not a technical guy like you are, and you're the best in the business, and, you know, oftentimes I'm going to call you, and I'm going to say, what do you think about the technical aspects of this particular project? But before I do that, I always take a look at the people first, and, you know, and I can tell listeners categorically, anybody who I do business with are people who I respect. I mean, I finally have gotten to a certain stage in my life where it's not about the money. It's about really having fun. It's really about maintaining credibility, etc. And I will not look at a company personally that I am not very, very keen on the people in it. And I know you feel the same way, huh?
Oh, for sure. Bad people can screw up a good deposit, whereas if you invest in good people who are following a good business strategy and making intelligent decisions over time, you're more likely to win than lose.
Oh, I agree 100%. Boy, we have seen our share of both sides of that particular street throughout our careers. Brett, in terms of looking at geographic areas, okay, people are beginning to lose interest in South America. I'm hearing negative comments about Argentina because of the recent nationalization of the oil company. I'm hearing some real trepidation about Chile, which I think is totally unwarranted. What's your opinion about what's going on down there?
Certainly Argentina is taking a bit of a turn for the worse. They do this on a regular basis.
Yes.
I only own one company active down there, and I haven't sold it because, again, it's the people, and I'm convinced that over time, they will turn out something worthwhile and in value. I think Chile is a fine place to invest. Peru, certainly. There's a lot of Brazil for sure as well. The issue we've got to face now is that across the world, costs are increasing significantly. Labor costs, material costs, engineering costs, all those are going up. And that's a serious problem that is going to weigh on earnings.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. Let's go a little bit farther north, Central America. You know, I've had some conversations with, you know, colleagues of both yours and mine about Central America. Most of them are very, very comfortable down there and getting more and more comfortable. What are your thoughts there?
I agree. I used to live in Central America, and I worked there quite a bit. Nicaragua, I think, is probably the star down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Guatemala, depending on where you're at. And this is the key is, you know, all of these countries, you know, there's places where you can work and there's places where you cannot work. Same in Mexico. I think Mexico is a great place to be if you're in the right place. If you're not in a, you know, you don't have issues. I think the Western U.S. is a great place to be looking, as well as most of Canada. So pretty much all of North America, excluding, I guess I have to exclude Costa Rica and maybe Panama, looks like I would be investing there, you know, depending on the situation.
Why do you exclude Costa Rica? I'm curious.
They've got, they're more into ecotourism. It's a very ecologically or environmentally active group down there, and they're not really interested in bringing mining into Costa Rica. And that's fair enough. They don't want it. Great. Don't go.
Yeah. No, that makes all the sense in the world. It's interesting. You're not the first person who I've heard is very, very optimistic about Nicaragua. Okay, stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Click on Brett's banner on our homepage, Exploration Insights. It is a great newsletter. Be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. You know who I am, and I believe I know who you are. You know, we got some interesting comments this past week on listener views regarding the future of the resource sector, and just went over that with Brett Cook, and I always enjoy talking with Brett. I got my buddy Peter Grandich on the line with me right now. By the way, and if you haven't listened to it, I can't believe that listeners haven't already heard this, because it was up 4 days ago, but Pete and I did an excellent, excellent daily editorial discussing gold, and I would strongly recommend that people do listen to that if you haven't already. Pete, I believe that in the short to midterm, investors have an opportunity. Some people call them speculators, but I call them investors, have an opportunity to strengthen their positions in fundamentally sound companies, because I'm not really sure that the share prices are going to turn around in the short term. Ultimately, I'm firmly convinced that they will, and I could argue that with anybody. But what does Peter Grandich think?
Well, we're at one of two points. The first point, which is the longest shot of them all, but you have to consider it, is we're in the buggy whip investments of the 21st century. Just like the buggy whip owners in 1910 and 12 were getting concerned that the prices of buggy whips were going down because more and more people were buying this new thing, cars, and someday there may be no need of buggy whips. Maybe for some unknown reason that I don't know, someday there's not going to be a need for metals, but that's where the market has been heading in terms of pricing them. Or the latter, which I think we're in, is we went through yet another bear market in junior resource stocks. We've seen them now priced to the point where many of them are at 30, 40, 50% or even 100% or more. Their cash value is more than their market cap. And we're watching projects that have greatly been advanced or likely to get a mining decision in the next 6 to 12 months, and they're 50 or 80% or more down from their highs. So I'm in the latter camp. I'm a believer. I bet the ranch, so to speak, in my own personal investments. That makes me biased, but it also makes me a believer that they're about as cheap now. In fact, I think they're actually cheaper than they were when gold bottomed a decade ago, because when gold was bottoming a decade ago, there was really no relatives to own them other than the fact that you thought someday gold would be above 400. And yet here it is at 1650 and silver above $30. And I'm watching gold and silver junior resource stocks that may have multi-million ounce golds and tens of million ounces of silver with market caps of 3 million, 8 million, or 12 million. So it's either are a believer that somehow we've reached the end of a grand cycle, and for as long as you and I will be alive, we won't see another one, or we're just at the bottom of the ever, you know, increases from bear markets to bull markets, and now we're about to end a bear market and enter a new bull market.
You know, I have to tell you, when you look at the news that came out this past week, you know, and just a few very, very, you know, simple things that came out, they're frightening, but they are simple to understand. You know, the Social Security situation, point number one. Point number two, the Medicare situation. Point number three, the Spanish situation. Point number four, the Italian situation. I mean, how could we be in anything but the perfect storm for gold and silver, Pete?
Well, there has been a difference between the metals and the mining shares. Let's not forget that while the metals themselves are off their most recent highs, they're still substantially up from where they were 10 years ago, and the same can't be said about the mining. I mean, when you start to see major producers like Barrick having single multiple PEs, something that was basically unheard of 10 years ago, mm-hmm. when the average PE on a major producer was anywhere from 35 to 75, where either market has decided that for some reason there's going to be no longer uses of metals over the next several years, or like I said earlier, we've gone through a bad bear market. I certainly didn't envision it, see it, or if I expected it, I wouldn't have owned so much during it. But nevertheless, we've gone through it, and now we're at the levels where basically either we are at the end or we're going to get the inevitable turn up, something kind of like we saw in 2008 when the juniors went, you know, so low during the financial crisis. So I'm in the latter camp. I really think there are a lot of reasons to own these things, and I think just the total disregard in the last several trading sessions and seeing stocks lose 20% of their value on one-tenth of the volume they normally trade tells me we're nearing that end of that vicious bear market.
Well, here's an interesting point to consider. The last time we saw a major slump and a major slump that really had legs on it, lasted for a long time, was back in the early 80s, okay? And I would have to maintain a couple, you know, I would bring up a couple of things. Number one, gold went from over $800 an ounce down to a mere fraction of that. The resource stocks went down significantly in price. And this environment really continued, in my mind, up until the early part of this century. I mean, yeah, there were some good deals and there were some profits to be made in the interim, certainly in terms of the stocks. But for the most part, it was pretty grim. Now, having said that, here's an interesting observation that I've made. Number one, in the early 80s, international conditions and domestic economic conditions were very, very different than they are today. In the early 80s, you had one issue that was of concern and one issue that I think accounted for the rise of gold and silver, and that was inflation. I mean, Kathy and I paid 13-14% temporarily for the first mortgage that we took out on a house, you know, through a financial institution. Today, you don't have one factor. Today, I could argue that you've got a dozen factors. And I don't see, given that environment, Pete, how we could possibly see a major, major prolonged downturn.
Oh, I don't know. We, the shares are being priced when you start to see more than the odd junior selling at 30, 50, 80, or 100% of its total market cap as close to its cash holdings, even though we know they're burning mashes and they have to use up their cash. Those are things that happen at towards the end of bear markets, not in the middle or the beginning. Now, I conclude with Brent that I don't think we're going to get an immediate rise because any rallies that we do see will be sold into the people that can't take the pain anymore and just feel that any profit from the lows is good enough to move out. But I do think the old cliche of sell in May and go away will have the opposite effect. I really think buying in May for the first time in many years is going to prove to be the worthy thing. But we won't know that until we see ourselves at the end of the year.
I have to agree 100% with that. We're not going to know, certainly, until we see ourselves at the end of the year. But I have to tell you, my friend, you know, I know that people are going to think I'm crazy and people are going to think he's not very bright because he always continues to say the same thing. It's the same old story. I cannot see any way that this story could have an ending other than what you and I are talking about, Pete. Listen, great seeing you in Chicago. Enjoyed that a lot. Enjoyed the show a lot. It was fun. It's always nice to get out of the studio for a couple of days and basically press the flesh. And I know that your keynote speech at the Chicago Investment Conference was very, very well received, certainly by everyone who I chatted with. Safe trip home, buddy.
Thank you very much, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Talking in this first hour, really focusing on what's going on in the resource sector right now, specifically the companies involved in that sector. And you heard what Brett Cook had to say. You know, Brett's been in this business a long time, made a lot of money, done very, very well. I think that his comments are very, very worthwhile, as are Peter Grandage, as Peter has also been a real star of the industry for, the past 20, 25 years. And what he has to say truly is worth considering also. I've got a gentleman on the line with me right now, Chris Anderson. Chris has been involved in the industry for the past dozen or so years. He worked in various capacities for other companies, learning the trade, for lack of better terms, and then just recently started his own company, Greenlight Resources, which is a sponsor on our site. Chris, too, falls in the category of being very astute when it comes to observations on this industry. He, too, has done quite well. And I wanted to get an opinion from a couple of folks in the industry as what they thought, what direction they thought the industry was going to go in over the next 6 to 12 months. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I'm in foundation mode. And I say that because right now is the time to build. Be cautious, but build. But I'm very optimistic. I think that once we get through 2012, I think we're going to see some excitement coming back into the juniors, and particularly into the gold juniors. And because of that, Al, I think, you know, the market always leads what's going to happen out there in the marketplace. And I think that you probably, in my opinion, I think we're going to see something in the latter half of this year. I think we're going to see some life come back into the juniors.
You know, I'm a little bit more optimistic than that in the sense that I think the turn could happen almost any day. And the reason I say that is because, you know, it's the old saw. There are just too many negative things going out there economically around the world. And I personally think that, you know, people are going to wake up and they're going to realize that the metal sector is very, very important. And 6 months might be realistic, but being the optimist that I am, you know, I'm looking for it maybe 3 or 4 months down the road, Chris.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Alan. That's quite possible. But, you know, from my standpoint, where I'm operating from as building a company, I have to be on the cautionary side. It would be great if that was the case. But what we're doing is we're just, you know, from my perspective, trying to build the foundation, make sure the company's solid, and anticipating that there is going to be a turn, and not taking our hand off the trigger. We're just going for it. But even today, if you look at it, you know, Spain fell into recession 2 days ago.
Right.
The UK fell into recession today. Right. There's no way the US is going to default. They're just going to print their way out of this. So you're going to have all different type of asset classes running at different inflation, inflating at different periods, at different times, all over the world at different times. So I don't know if you can call it that way, but I feel a little more optimistic, you know, at least looking 6 months ahead and saying that before 2013, I think we're going to see some life coming in. So I'm just, you know, want to play it rather safe.
Well, I think everybody has to play it safely. There's really very, very little question about that. Now, you just made an interesting comment. Now, we are recording this, by the way, midweek on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, but you made an interesting comment that the UK had fallen into recession as of today. I didn't see that. Where did you hear that?
That was 2 hours ago that hit the news wires. It was actually, you know, Al, I have a habit of waking up in the middle of the night and watching the BBC.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about it, so I was curious this morning, so it was one of the first things I went for. But, it's the second time they've hit double dip recession since the 1970s.
So. Wow, isn't that interesting? Well, that's absolutely simply more gasoline on the fire. Interesting comment today, Wednesday, according to the Fed, their initial comment was that the economy they feel is going to pick up gradually and they're not going to change their policy. I find that to be interesting. You know, they're also, on Bloomberg, the news was that the housing is declared bottoming in the U.S. after a big slump. Well, I have to tell you, you know, I think a lot of this news is being put out, Chris, in anticipation of the upcoming election. And I'm not really sure that I agree with, eventually when Dr. Bernanke says eventually the economy is going to pick up, well, yeah, eventually. But what does that mean? I mean, are we talking tomorrow? Are we talking 6 months? Or are we talking more like 2 or 3 years? You know, when you couple that with everything that's going on, as you brought out, around the world, specifically in the European community, I mean, to me, it doesn't look very good right now. Comments?
Well, yeah, let's look at just at home here. There's over $8 trillion that need to be financed right now. Debt to GDP all over the globe is out of whack. It's at all-time high in every country. Right now, in the second quarter of this year in the U.S., there's $1.5 trillion that needs to be refinanced. $3 trillion alone needs to be refinanced in the U.S. Most of that is going to be handled internally. So, in other words, why would the Fed or the Treasury want interest rates to go up when they're going to be financing their own debt? So I think once that settles, then you're going to start to see that, you know, interest rates are going to start to creep up. I don't think that you can continue to have a negative rate of return on dollars sitting in the bank. It's just not going to happen. And so eventually interest rates are going to have to get caught up, and there's going to be all kinds of inflation bubbles happening, popping up all over, not simultaneously. But this is where it really transforms into real assets. And I think that positioning yourself, like, you know, a lot of guys are out there talking about holding real gold and stuff like that, and I agree with that. But I think you're going to see the junior market start to perk up, because people are going to say, you know, they're going to start to see the turn in the market. They're going to start to say, this is a good time. We want to go after some real assets. So if you got resources in the junior market, I think in the latter part of the next 6 months is really going to start. I think we'll see some action. I think we'll start to see some life coming back into the market. that?
Well, it's interesting because right now, when you look at what's going on in precious metals, they really seem to be pretty directionless, and they have been fairly directionless for the past, oh gosh, 3 months or so. You know, we had some fits and starts there earlier in the year on two different occasions, both in an upward direction and a downward direction, but really not much going on in terms of, you know, a major trend either in an upward or a downward direction. So I think there's a lot of questioning out there. There's a lot of uncertainty. And at times like this, I mean, for this moment in time, I'm not surprised that people are really very unsure as to what they should be doing. I have to say, though, that I believe, you know, as Brett Cook mentioned, that if you pick the correct stocks at these low levels, and I would say the correct stocks being companies that are fundamentally sound from both a capital standpoint, sound from an asset-based standpoint, and definitely have qualified management, I think that right now is a good time personally to pick up bargains. And that's not a self-serving statement. That's actually what I'm doing. I've made a couple of rather major purchases, which I announced on this show just in the past 3 weeks or so. And am I concerned about it? Not really. I personally am sleeping pretty well at night. Chris, we have a minute left, and my friend, you got the final word.
Well, I think it's best to play safe, play home, and look for real assets and just watch where the market turns and wait, you know, just wait, and I think we'll see some positive light towards the end of the year here.
I think you're right 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be back in the next segment. We're going to be talking with Mickey Fulp, Marshall Barrow, and Rich Radez from the Chicago Resource Investment Conference. Their take on what's going on also should be very interesting. Remember what Big Al's philosophy is. And that philosophy is you need to get all of the input that you possibly can. If you do that, you can make your own informed investment decisions. Don't listen to touts. Don't listen to anything other than your own due diligence. Chris, thank you so much, my friend. You guys out there, stick around.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
D
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economic Support Time. Al Corlin, glad you can join us. I hope you're finding this to be interesting. We're going to take a little bit of a break right now, away from discussing what we think are the potentialities that can occur in the resource sector in the future. We're going to talk about politics at the end of this segment, and then again at the end of the next 1 hour segment. I got David Morgan on the line with me right now, and David sent out a very, very interesting video that I got, I believe it was last Monday, so it was a while back, but it had to do with what America really wants to do. It really wants to fail. And, you know, the basic message is, well, just keep doing what you're doing and we're going to fail. Right, Dave?
Yeah, pretty much. It was sent to me. I sent it on to my readers, and it was all kinds of specifics about the kind of policies that have been enacted over the last several years that make it very difficult to get things done in this country.
Yeah.
And why the system is failing. And that is how I saw it. And I thought it was resonated with me. I thought it would resonate with some of my members. So I forwarded it on to everyone.
You know, the thing that I find to be kind of interesting is, you know, and I don't want to talk about the election necessarily at this point in our conversation, but having watched that video and having discussed this with you, we're kind of the same opinion that it really doesn't matter who's elected, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. This thing is careening down the slope, and the snowball is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and consequently, due to the laws of physics, it's just rolling faster and faster and faster, and we're going to see some real tough times ahead. Now, I'm leaving Congressman Paul out of the equation here because I think he has had incredibly sound ideas for as long as I've known him. And I've known Ron for probably the past 15, 16 years. He's got some very, very sound ideas, and they're ideas that you simply cannot disprove. But what we have right now among, I guess I'm not even sure what word to use here, you know, the media favorites, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, etc., I would agree, man. I don't see any way in hell that this can change.
Yeah, that's my take. I mean, I think that there's so much momentum, as you great analogy with the snowball.
Yeah.
That really, even with somebody that has all the right intentions, could really turn it around in one term. It could be, you know, maybe I could be proven wrong on that statement. I doubt it. There's so many things that are out of kilter now to be able to write them. There's so much pressure. I mean, you know, to change Social Security payment structure, for example. I mean, to change the age of benefits, that isn't too difficult, but to structure something that will keep the system up and running for the distant future would require some kind of mathematical formula to get someone to agree on that in Congress. Are you kidding me? I mean, you could spend a year or two probably just on that one topic, and that's only one area of problems. I mean, you've got the Medicare, Medicaid, you've got all kinds of issues, so. But I'd like to just interject, if I could. One of my longtime subscribers, regarding the video that we're discussing on your show, said, David, did you really mean to send us this lopsided video? It looks like a political ad for Romney and the Republican Party. Does anyone believe the Republican Party is the slightest bit better than the other party? There are 100 reasons America has lost its way. Both parties are horrendous. Am I missing something? And I basically wrote him back and said, I guess it was me that missed something. I didn't realize it was a political ad. I thought there was a great deal of truth in it. But on that topic, the political system as it stands, in my very strong view, does not address any of the real problems.
No.
And when they do so, like this, in this, I guess, ad, I didn't realize it was an ad, they really don't offer any solutions. They just say, we're on this road and it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And any politician that really comes to the front to offer solutions is non-existent, with the exception of Ron Paul, who tells you exactly what he would do.
Yeah.
But people don't, you know, and he's marginalized by the mainstream press. I mean, I've basically not seen anything coming from Ron Paul in the mainstream press for the last 2 months.
No, and that's a totally different subject that is very, very interesting, and I could go on and on and on about that one. But, you know, I think the election that's coming up is really, really a difference between, do you blatantly want to go in a very big government direction, which is, I think, what the current administration is striving for, or do you want to go in a big government, not necessarily blatantly big government, which I think would happen under the Republicans? If I were to choose between one of the two, and we certainly will, and if Ron Paul was not in the mix, I would certainly vote for the Republican. I really don't share the vision for our country that the Democrats do. But what I find to be really interesting, David, is getting away from economic issues in a sense. I would predict that this upcoming election is going to be decided on issues that really have nothing to do with economics. Got a great email last week, actually similar to what you got. It was a video supposedly put out by the Catholic Church, and I can't verify that it was put out officially by the church, but it was certainly put out by a Catholic organization of some sort, and the video very effectively said, you have a choice between moral values or no moral values coming up in November. I would agree with that, David.
Well, we've certainly lost our moral compass. I don't really have much further comment on it, Al, but there are so many issues across the board. And I will add or emphasize what you said, which is so much time, energy, and money is spent on issues that have no bearing on the critical crisis that we're in. It's like you're sinking in a ship and you've got to get a lifeboat or a life preserver thrown out.
Yeah.
And people are discussing the different shades of blue of the water.
Well, no, exactly. Exactly. Here's a great example. And I'm not belittling the situation, but what has held the attention of the mainstream media ever since it happened almost to the complete negation of everything else? And that was that very unfortunate incident down in Florida when the young African American boy was shot. I'm not saying that was right or wrong. Of course, it was terrible. Do I know the circumstances? Of course not. I wasn't there. But that's all the media has been talking about. The media actually didn't even stress last Wednesday when it came out that the UK was in a double dip recession. They prefer to talk about social issues. Okay.
Well, exactly. I mean, the mainstream press is pretty well directed, and as we know, and so, you know, that's why the internet's so popular.
You bet.
People can get a lot less biased news. Of course, it can be biased on the other side as well, but nonetheless, you have an open forum, and you can pick and choose and look at both sides and really get a better picture, in my view, using the internet for your news source rather than the mainstream press.
Well, no, I definitely use the internet primarily. I mean, I read the sports section of the Seattle Times because I want to know how the Mariners are doing, you know, and in football and basketball season, certainly how the Huskies are doing. But, you know, I guess a good way to kind of put a cap on what we're talking about here is most of us, I think all of us on this site and who listen to this show are in complete agreement that we're headed in a direction that none of us really like. And as David McElvaney is going to bring out in the next hour and other folks have brought out, I got to tell you, regardless of what the various commodities are selling for, gold and silver, because of the portability, sure seem like a great way to go, David.
Oh, absolutely. I really am finishing up this issue of the Morgan Report. I'm going back into the history of the silver market and the last bull market and letting people know that, you know, patience pays. And had you been a 14 or 15-year silver bull in the last bull market, you would have gone roughly from the $1.29 an ounce monetary price of silver all the way up into the $6 level. But if you were Johnny Come Lately and didn't know anything about silver and weren't afraid to buy it at that all-time new high of $6.60 and held it for 1 year and was positioned properly, could have retired.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are tricky markets, but I just won't want people to lose faith that fundamentally things have never looked better. And if silver can do that in a time frame where there weren't nearly the problems politically and economically that there are today, I really think silver and gold have a far, far way to go.
Well, you know, I remember you and I were speaking at a conference, a Silver Summit, actually, in Spokane when silver was trading down around $3.50. And I went on record as saying, I'm going to buy some real soon. Well, I waited, and I bought it at 14 from one of your friends. Now we're looking at $30, and I've got a double, and I waited. So I guess I have to say, in hindsight, I'm really glad that I did it, but I also want to stress, and I think I want to leave everyone with this thought right now, you're not buying it because you're looking to make a profit. You're buying it because you're looking for insurance against an economic downfall. Dave, thanks so much, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.